This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, as powerful as the Chinese coronavirus is, it is not so all-powerful that it can gag the liberals' lie holes. They won't shut their fool mouths. And what they won't shut up about is all unmitigated balderdash. And there's so many lies to choose from. There's the tsunami of Asian hate lie, the Dems love the working folks lie, and the Joe Biden is not a decrepit weirdo lie. And because I'm bipartisan curious, there are the lies the various GOP congressional and Senate campaigns keep texting me. And it's all lies, all the time. Now, I'm not going to cite the New York Times here because I just like for the gray lady to die, to be honest with you. So you're going to have to trust me that they had an article about the massive wave of attacks on Asians in the wake of the Chinese coronavirus, both of them. See, because Trump accurately identified that the virus came from Chinese people eating weird stuff and their commie dictatorship lying and dissembling, as commies always do. Trump has effectively declared open season on Asian people. As evidence, there's a dude in New York who some guys followed out of a Home Depot and said stuff to, and a girl in Scat Francisco to whom everyone or someone said something. And these terrible events raise several important questions. Question one, why would we believe them? You know, after all, most alleged hate crimes turn out to be caused by some frustrated social justice warrior who is frustrated at the lack of hate crimes and has to gin up a fake one to raise awareness of what didn't happen. I'm not saying that whatever these people in the New York Times say happened didn't happen. I can't know that. I'm just saying I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it. Question two. Why would someone get mad at an American over what a bunch of people in another country did? That's very important. And that's just stupid. And while I am second to none in my expectation that some people will act stupidly in any given situation, seems so transcendentally stupid that I find the idea of it happening, much less that it happened because of Trump, not credible. Did these people sit around and say, well, Trump called it the Chinese virus or the China virus since it came from China, so let's go hassle an Asian American? I find that to be very unlikely, don't you? And I understand that idiots exist. They form a core Democrat voting bloc, but do you really? Yeah. Question three, do you remember Juicy? Question four, what do Juicy, Smollett's Town, Chicago, New York, and Scat Francisco have in common? That's right. They're all hotbeds of MAGA Christian GOP race hatred. Or not. So what is it with the leftist Democrat-run cities that there's so much racial prejudice going on in them? Question, and what about the active Ivy League discrimination against Asian Americans? Isn't that pervasive, systematic discrimination against these Americans a bit more significant than a couple of isolated incidents of, at most, some rando morons being rando morons? I remain completely unpersuaded that the great Asian backlash of 2020 is anything more than the usual media-generated guano designed to deter you from telling the truth. And in this case, that the Chi-Coms, in association with our garbage globalist elite, are to blame for the Chinese Wuhan bat soup coronavirus pandemic. And let me mention that the virus came from China. And then here's some things that are more important to the Democrats than your livelihood and the livelihood of tens of millions of other working Americans. The creepy climate cult making sure that Dems can cheat in elections, the racial composition of companies, and literally every other obsession of the AOC silly sophomore set. Now, by the time you're listening to me, all this may, you know, they may have gotten some pollsters' feedback on the decision to torpedo that Titanic Senate Wuhan flu bailout and decided to throw in the towel, which they have, or not, which they have. But, I mean, even now, I just saw somewhere where Nancy got in there and was her Pelosian self and did some more stuff. But it's very clear what their goal is. They don't even deny it. They think if they can spark a new depression, they will be the beneficiaries in November. And I kind of think they're wrong. I mean, the Chinese one, you know, the obnoxious virus, the Chinese one that the establishment's pangolin munching pals accelerated has had the effect of clarification. As with the Trump has the racism baloney, it's clear that the silly fetishes of our terrible elite do not matter anymore. All you got to do is go watch TikTok, people. Go check that out. Ask your kids how to find it. TikTok. Look at all of black America that suddenly has decided that they're conservative. Maybe they've always decided they're conservative. I don't know. I just started watching them on TikTok, and they are going crazy. They're coming. They're going to be counted. They're all in for the same thing you're in for. Normal people don't have any time for silliness when things are collapsing around us. But then the MSNBC CNN viewer who makes up the woke demographic, the only demographic that matters to the Democratic leadership anymore, do have time for this silliness. And even if they don't, they'll make the time. They're so invested in their insanity and posturing that they will be willing to take a hit if that allows them a chance to take out the bad orange man of badness. And you and your family, well, you're just going to be collateral damage, I'm afraid. But then you and your family are always collateral damage, aren't you? And where's old Joe Biden at? I mean, I saw he surfaced a little bit. Is he in a box in Tom Perez's basement? Is that where he's been, an attic upstairs? Maybe he's a free-range loser out wandering to and fro within a fenced meadow somewhere. But Gropey Joe sure isn't front and center because he's only able to front that he's centered. Democrats are hiding him because he's a weird, spastic, sinewy catastrophe. And if we had a media that didn't room with Oscar the Grouch, we'd be hearing nothing but the plaintive wail of, where's Joe? But the nitwit media will cover for him. The truth in our safety and prosperity be damned. The guy's cracked. He's tweaked. As we used to say in the Army, tweak it. Tweak it. You know, we had a guy who nailed his noggin in a motorcycle accident. He was a mess, but we took care of him. We let him do jobs he could handle, he wanted to contribute, and he made it to retirement. The difference is we never put him in a position where he could seriously mess something up to get someone hurt. And to his credit, he never tried to do that. And as for the GOP and all these other guys, stop sending out these texts where you need 50 donors in your zip code to contribute before midnight. I see that all the time with the NRA. Lose my number, could you? I'm sort of tired of hearing about it. Yeah. The Democrats, they have cooked their own goose. They look like a bat looking up out of a soup bowl now. They have cooked it so well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. See, right now we're in the middle of a moment where there are people that matter and there are people that don't. As far as who are useless and who are of use, that matters. Now, here's some people who are useless, especially now. Performance artists, diversity consultants, magic crystal healers, sociology teachers, assistants, members of the mainstream media, and gender unspecified entities who brew kale kombucha. Bucha? Whatever it is. Now, here's some people that do matter, especially now. Soldiers and nurses and truckers and cops and the guy who stocks the shelves at the grocery stores and the farmers and the dude rebuilding your roof. They matter. Chinese bat soup flu has certainly clarified some of the blurred lines between what is important and what is frivolous garbage. Yet in a time when millions of Americans are at risk of dying as a direct result of the Chi-Com conspiracies and the bizarre need of its serfs to eat any weird thing that crawls or slithers within reach of their chopsticks, our useless elite is fixated on making sure we don't hurt the feels of the very people who stuck us in this predicament. And I'm not saying the Chinese people did it. I'm saying the leadership of China did it. Now, our elite is full of self-important morons who contribute nothing but more dumb in a time when the only thing we have of any sort of surplus is dumb. The real hero is the guy who trucks in a load of whole wheat bread, ribeyes, and low-priced Cabernet to Trader Joe's. Not the Prius piloting sissy with a mad owl fetish who shops there. The people our elite laugh at and scoff and poke at are the very people who are going to rescue us from this mess the same elite helped make. Because we're in a moment now when the basics count. Can you build something? Can you do something? And as our idiot urban overlords insist on releasing criminals because of the flu, can you defend something? Our elite can't. And you would think that at a time when their humility has been shown to be so massively justified that they might actually offer some, instead they doubled down on their own narcissism. They're still pretending that their sophomore social justice warrior obsessions aren't a luxury, and the 20-something BuzzFeed scribblers who have never run anything but their mouths have something to contribute to the discussion. They don't. And yet, it's weird how this virus is an excuse for our garbage elite to do all the stupid things it always wanted to do. And as the Pelosian found out, not everybody's buying off on this one, but at least not real people. Team Dummy is in full effect trying to undercut the president. He's alternatively too harsh. My travel bans is racism, you know, and too soft. Obama would have ordered the Chinese virus to die. Clever people are coming up with innovative remedies and strategies, and the job of the trash reporters is to shoot down any hope. Trump lies that treatments might help. It's like they're rooting for the woking pneumonia. Never have so many with so much unwarranted self-regard spread so much BS so shamelessly. If there's an upside to this Chinese coronavirus thing, and, you know, did I mention the Chinese part? It is that even the densest leftists have to be seeing the truth. Everything they believed is a lie. Some of the things that are vectors to that this stuff can be carried on are, I don't know, reusable grocery bags. The single-use plastic throwaway bags are the better way to go if you're fighting the Wuhan virus. Carpooling, that's bad. Because of all that close proximity and that lack of social distancing. It's all bad. All of it's bad. The bureaucracy they love on the left has failed. It's the regular people who are bailing everything out. And that won't stop many of them from telling lies because, like I said earlier, lies are all they have. But it will force the rest of us to get serious. And the first thing we have to get serious about is our politicians. No wonder they're hiding Biden. He'd go off on some tangent about how he and the corn pop and Edward Jenner invented vaccinations before going into a long further digression about how his favorite slipper, the left one, is missing again because something keeps hiding his slipper. A lot of people have beefs with Trump because he's so abrasive, they don't like it. Can you get off Twitter, that kind of thing? And yet now, under pressure, it seems pretty obvious that his handling of this thing has been outstanding. And you know it because the big beef from the media is that he insists on accurately attributing the Chinese coronavirus to China. The rest of the media's lame critiques seem to center on him not using his magical ESP to sense the pandemic months ago when they were distracting him with the impeachment, as you recall. And down the memory hole has gone the collective leftist panty wetting that greeted his visionary decision to ban travel from China. Maybe it was better to elect an experienced businessman president instead of a sauce-fueled nag whose resume consists of being a bad senator, a worse secretary of state, job she got solely as a result of having married some guy who apparently knew where Wisconsin was. Anybody surprised that her Chardonnay-inspired tweets that try to dunk on the president who humiliated her all match the Chinese Communist Party line? Because today, people, you're seeing the true colors of the party elite. And those colors are all shades of Mao red. Our globalist elite clinked glasses in Davos with Z, the Chinese dictator, not the non-binary pronoun. And when push comes to shove, normal Americans get shoved out of the way as our alleged veterans rush in to kiss the commie rear. These are the same Einsteins who allowed our entire pharmaceutical industry and much of our other critical manufacturing capability to get shipped over to Wuhan and the environs on their watch. This is on them, and the truth can't be hidden anymore. Down to it. It comes down to it. All things lead back. The circle has completed itself. That's what's going on right now. That's what's happening with the leftist elite. That's all. They're looking at this and they realize the jig is up. You guys know. Oh, no. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress won't vote on the $2 trillion economic rescue package on Wednesday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told lawmakers that he will give all House members 24 hours notice before holding a vote on the package. That means the earliest a House vote could be is Thursday afternoon. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News, "We need to get the show on the road as people in his state are suffering.
Every restaurant and bar in South Carolina is closed as long as you can't congregate. So people need a paycheck. They need to have burdens taken off them, their student loan payment deferred. There's so many good things in this bill. There's $2 trillion.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 495 points to finish at 21,200. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
They're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of the loose line, Providence, Reformation, militia line. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. I have been talking a lot about all the new guns over the last week, 10 days, and that's really unsurprising because this has been a really significant amount of new people coming into ownership. There is, or at least there doesn't seem to be, a gun shop, even the ones that I thought were the little quiet ones that nobody knew about, you know, all of them have been hammered with customers during this really bad time. But there are some that believe that the gun buying is going to somehow make the virus more deadly. Enter Nicholas Kristof, who's a longtime op-ed writer for the Garbage Time, I mean the New York Times. If you're trying to put a face with the name, he's the same guy who went on a propaganda hop in North Korea some years ago and came back praising their fun and pizza to try to own President Trump. Christoph is fretting that increased gun sales in the U.S. will lead to more murders, thereby making being a major repercussion of the Wuhan virus. And one way in which the coronavirus will lead to more deaths is leading to a rush to buy guns, which will lead to more murders, suicides, and accidents, or so he said on the Twitters. And this comes after numerous reports that gun buying is up right now as people seek to protect themselves from any worst case scenario. But you know what? The people who aren't buying guns right now, actual criminals. Well, not any more than normal anyway. And they're not buying them from a law-abiding gun store where they have to go through a background check either. They're getting them from black market dealers or stealing them themselves. So what is Mr. Christoph's major malfunction then? The answer is simple. Christoph is the kind of hoplophobe who can't imagine an increase in guns existing without a corresponding increase in crime. And this despite evidence showing that simply to not be a case. It's not never been the case. Gun ownership often leads to a decrease in criminal activities as bad guys have a tendency to prefer not getting shot. They're sort of funny that way. In other cases, though, there's little correlation either way. And regardless of which is true, what we know to be accurate is that more guns don't correspond to more people being shot. If that were the case, there'd be no Americans right now. There's more guns in America than there are people. Mr. Christoph doesn't quite get that. And since we're all Nazi, you know, you think the misogynistic Nazi, whatever else we are on any given day, you would think we would have gone on a killing spree by now, don't you? If it was all about the guns, we would have already done this. And Christoph is really upset that while anti-gun sentiment was pretty high before the COVID-19 outbreak, that went out the window the moment people felt threatened, when truth bit everybody on the fourth point of contact. And you know why? Because most people don't want gun control to apply to them. They don't mind something being prohibited from the designated bad person, but when it's, you know, gun control is not discriminatory. Actually, it is discriminatory. It only affects law-abiding people. It affects law-abiding people before they ever commit a crime with anything. It affects them. They want the law, the gun control laws, to impact others, not them. So while they supported universal background checks and red flag laws, they didn't want those laws to stop them from buying a gun if they suddenly felt the need. And guess what? In California, well, you know, there's been various places where some of law enforcement has gotten out there and tried to shut down gun shops because of this not being essential, except Gavin Newsom has not given an order that they are not essential. He has not given that order, which is, I got to tell you, it's sort of surprising, to be honest with you. But there was a sheriff, is it L.A. County? I can't remember where it was, that he had to back away from that. He was going to shut them all down, and then like 2 hours after he did it, he had to back away from that. And listen, law enforcement, I back you. I'll stand with you in your hour of need. I'll do everything I can for you, but you don't make the laws. You are the equivalent of a blunt instrument out there trying to stem the flow, but you do not make the law, and you don't get to interpret the law. You only get to enforce it. And right now, a lot of people are feeling the need to be armed. But what we're not going to see is a corresponding spike in murders. We might, I'm not going to say we're not going to see a spike in suicides, because this is the kind of thing that, I mean, during the era of Obama, I mean, I had a friend, I mean, my first producer was a byproduct of that. He basically was, the economy just tore him apart, and he woke up one day and he thought the best thing to do was to kill himself. And when you're out there and all of your, nobody's done anything wrong here in this particular case. This is not malfeasance. This is coronavirus, and this is the media pushing it. So a little bit of malfeasance. But there's more than one way to kill yourself, and a gun isn't it's not a requirement to kill yourself. yet constantly depressing news is far more likely to feed that kind of depression that may lead someone to take their own life. And that's especially true as many such people may not even know if a counselor is available to speak to them and help them. But it won't be because of the guns. As for accidents, gun sales went through most of a decade of increased sales. And guess what? Accidents went down. They decreased during that period. So there's little reason to expect anything different this time around. So all in all, Nicholas Kristof is shaking in his boots, not because of rational fears, but because of his own phobia about guns in general. We should mock him endlessly. That kind of fear, that kind of fear always, I was asked today, how many rounds do you have at your house, right? And I said, I don't know, 6,000, 7,000. And I didn't pay any inflated prices for this stuff. You know, everybody right now buying ammo is paying inflated prices. If you bought ammo recently, you probably paid twice what I paid for it 3 weeks ago. And that's because I don't, you know, preparation is something that you don't do after the accident occurs or after the crisis is upon you. Preparation is what you do. It's the same reason you have a spare tire in your car. You buy them with them now. Well, I wonder if people would actually put spare tires in their cars nowadays. So, Nicholas, I guess he's going to have to grab his whoopee and, you know, suck on his thumb or something. Although I hope he washes his hands first and then sucks on his thumb and makes sure that his whoopee is clean, and then he can cuddle up in the corner. And he's in New York where people aren't buying guns. That's always a part that kills me, is because you got these op-ed guys that they've never seen a gun. They've just heard about them. Oh, well. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit about preparation when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live
through the night.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'd be willing to bet that most of the people that are concealed carriers right now were prepared for this pandemic. Maybe not for this one specifically, but for people that carry a gun, they've taken a look and they've tried to look at the crystal ball and figure out what's popping, figure out what's going on. And look around them. They become more aware. People that have trained to be gunfighters do not get in gunfights, for example. So, you know, this is the actual execution of the 1907 Boy Scouting motto, be prepared. And here we are, more than a century later, in December of 2019, a new coronavirus was detected in China. Coronavirus is something that exists all the time. It's not new. It hasn't been done it wasn't done by man in a lab. It exists in animals. It's always there. By late January 2020, the World Health Organization categorized COVID-19 as a global health emergency. And by February, it became an epidemic, meaning the countries in which it appeared had lost control over its spread. On March 11th, the World Health Organization classified COVID-19 as a pandemic, indicating it had spread to levels in areas that impacted the entire planet. On March 13th, the President of the United States declared a state of national emergency. We had uncertainty that threw the world financial markets into a tailspin and prompted many to clean out supermarkets and pharmacies in preparation for possible isolation and quarantines. Everybody's washing their hands so much now, we may not have fingerprints left over when this is done. And, you know, and all the while reminding our children to do the same. The healthcare system is bracing for an influx of contagious patients who they are not really prepared to handle. California has issued a statewide shelter-in-place order. Michigan, Illinois, and other states across the country, schools are shut down. Restaurants and bars are closed. Travel bans are initiated. Sporting events and festivals are canceled. Social distancing has become the norm, and the largest and most influential companies in the world, along with growing numbers of small businesses across the country, have mandated that employees work from home. And we had history, people. We had history of this before. We should have been ready. Best estimates are that between 30 to 60% of Europe's population was killed by bubonic plague in the 1300s. We'd seen it happen. In 1918, the influenza pandemic infected 500 million people worldwide and killed 50 million. 675,000 of those in the United States. That was more than heart disease or cancer. Actions to contain what became known as the Spanish flu and mitigate its transmission are similar to the recommendations in place to combat the spread of COVID-19. Infectious diseases are not a new phenomenon. And the Wuhan coronavirus will not be the last invisible killer we face. In 2018, according to the CDC, 405,000 people died from malaria. Infectious diseases like the plague and cholera and Ebola and Zika, and I can't even pronounce that one, they're responsible for killing 10 million people every year. The only thing that saves the United States is that we're sort of geographically isolated from the environments that generate many of these diseases. But there's no guarantee they or something equally as deadly will not cross our borders. I mean, we saw this happening on the southern border. School children getting rickets, right? Polio. Now my job, my first job, is to defend these walls I live in and the people that live in them with me. And if I can range out, and I can go and help the extended family of mine. There's a few of them here, and I can go and help them. And that's my job. Then I'm a citizen after that. And if I've made sure that my own are taken care of, then I can range out and I can go and help those that I don't know. I did that when I was in the military. When I took the oath, I was saying, let me help those I don't know. As Americans, being prepared is in our DNA. Not very long ago, there was no other option. We are all here today because our ancestors had no choice at all, but to be self-reliant. We are citizens. We're not subjects. We don't just survive, we prevail. And some of us forgot that, didn't we? Some of us forgot that. Take notes, people. Today and over the coming weeks, were you comfortable with your level of preparedness when this hit? Did you have enough guns? Did you have enough ammo? Do you have flares if you need them? Do you have water purification or filters if you need them? You got any emergency food if you need it? Is there anything that you would have done differently? What if this situation is compounded by a tsunami or an earthquake or a hurricane or a tornado or floods or fires or a terrorist attack? Which, all of that, well, a lot of that can happen. Do you have enough food? Do you have enough water? Do you have enough medical supplies? Do you have that way to filter water? Do you know how to start a fire without matches? Do you know how to read a map? Are you relying on the goodwill of those you have who have not prepared to not take what you have and to do you no harm? Or do you have a rifle or a shotgun and or pistol at the ready? And are you and your family trained in the effective use of weapons? What do you do if you pick up the phone to call 911 and the phone still works but 911 isn't answering? What do you do if your house catches fire? Do you have fire extinguishers? Do you know where they are? Are they charged? Are they up to date? Does everybody in your family know how to put it in play? Do you know your neighbors? Are they going to be assets or liabilities? What can you do to help them become assets? Do you have gas in your car? Do you need any extra fuel? If you or someone in your family slices themselves with a knife making dinner and the hospital's overrun with virus patients, do you want to go in for sutures at that point? What if cell service goes down? Do you have a way to link up with family members who might not be at home? Are you prepared to live without electricity for an extended period of time? These are all questions that you should be asking yourself. And these need to be addressed at some point in the near future, because guess what we discovered in the last 3 weeks? We discovered how vulnerable we are and how fragile the fabric of civilization is, didn't we? Now, if you felt hopeless or helpless or ill-prepared last week, remember how that felt. Let it make its scar. Let it burn you. Let it leave that brand on you. Keep your notes. Look at your notes after this is over. Look at the scar that's left and take action. Because our current situation has given us the ability to test our level of preparedness. It's not about being paranoid. It's never been about being paranoid. Being prepared is not paranoia. I don't carry a gun to shoot people. I carry a gun because I don't have an armed guard detail. And if I did, they wouldn't be going with me to shoot people. They would be going with me in the event of the unexpected. And that's what you got to prepare for. You got to be ready to go with the unexpected. Always. This opportunity has been forced upon us to make these evaluations. It's almost we get a second chance now to prepare. So don't squander that. Learn from this. Let this be a learning moment. And, there's a lot of things I'm going to adjust. So you're in good company. We're all in this together. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.